failure is an occurrence, not a person. You get that? So what if you failed? That's not you. Your identity is not of a failure unless you choose to make that so in your brain. Listen, the only people who think they're failures are people who ran a thought pattern that said that. Your last failure, that's not a finality. It's the start of your next growth. Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high-performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. If it's not going well this week, if this chapter of your life is not going well, if you're in a season of real struggle, if you've had a couple bad months or the last couple years, it wasn't what you wanted. Broken relationship, poor finances, difficult medical report, let down by many people. Let me tell you something right now, in your face, in your ears, busting some goodness and growth day right here. Get this message. You're not done yet. You are not done. You haven't been knocked out. Maybe you got knocked down to the ground. Maybe world, universe, God, something for you feels like has been unfair. Maybe you're in this space where your mindset is just not good. In fact, you know it's stuck on this repetitive woe is me loop. Maybe you're in that place where it's just been so frustrating for so long. You're still in the grind. You thought you'd be at the top of the mountain. You thought you would have broken through so long ago, but here you are, still in the fight, still scrounging, still in scarcity, and still struggling. If you think you're the only person who's ever been there, let me share with you. You aren't. We've got this whole worldwide community of Growth Day strivers. We're all striving for a better life. There's a lot of ups and downs, a lot. There's so many days you want to quit. There's so many people, literally by the millions, who've interacted with our brand or my brand over the years. And I can share with you this. The story of humanity is the story of struggle and progress. Sometimes it's chaotic. Sometimes it's smooth. Sometimes things are going your way. Other times it feels like every single person is against you. But let me tell you something. Don't quit. You're not done. Don't give up on your hopes and dreams. Don't start thinking small. Don't stop blaming and shaming yourself, complaining your way into a dark hole. Don't do it. It's so tempting to disengage, to take a step back, to cage ourselves in our own fears and frustrations and discouragement. I know it. You can hear it in my voice. I've been there. Sometimes people say, well, Brendan, you challenge us and you push us so much. You know, we appreciate it, but man, be realistic. And I go, I'm realistic. Tell you what, the more that you have struggled, the more you recognize other people's abilities, including your own, to pull up, to lift up, to rise up, to climb out. And if you've been from places of poverty, you've seen people get out. If you've been in bad relationships and new friends who are in bad relationships, you saw people get out. If you struggled with something they said was insurmountable and you saw other people struggle, but you saw them overcome. If you ever doubt any of that, get yourself away from your phone, go to a bookstore, walk down that biography aisle, walk down that history aisle and get some perspective. People who've attained greatness in their life came from nothing. It doesn't mean they had it easy. It doesn't mean they had it perfect. It doesn't mean they didn't have days just like you might be having, or years just like you might be having. Even Churchill was stuck in, quote unquote, the wilderness years. We can all get in that place where we feel like there is no hope. There is no reason to dream. There's nothing bigger. And then in the back of your head clangs that truth, you are not done. I will not be done. Why? Why? Why do you continue on? Because you have perspective, because you have hope, because you have divinity, because you have today, you have this breath, you have tomorrow, and the next day after that. There's blank pages in front of you, page after page after page after page. The chance for you to reinvent, redesign, start over. Try something completely wild or different. Make that bold move, or even just inch along a little bit more with a little more hope, a little bit more manifestation. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, okay, I'm catching some momentum here. You're not done because you failed. Listen, failure is an occurrence, not a person. You get that? So what if you failed? That's not you. Your identity is not of a failure unless you choose to make that so in your brain. Listen, the only people who think they're failures are people who ran a thought pattern that said that. That's it. That's all. That's the only people. They ran a thought pattern that said over and over, I suck. I'm no good. I'm not good enough. I'm unlovable. Here I go again. I keep failing. I keep ruining myself. I keep sabotaging myself. I'm awful. I'm ugly. I'm stupid. Over and over and over and over again, they speak the language of failure about themselves, to themselves. That, sadly, but truthfully, is a choice. At some point, it becomes a conscious choice where we recognize we're the one running the failure thought process
in our own brains. We keep saying it to ourselves over and over. What if I'm not good enough? What if it's true I suck? And over and over and over, we keep telling ourselves that same story. And we shape our own identity when the truth is failure is not us. It's an occurrence. It's an event. It's something that happened. Okay, your first marriage didn't go well. Okay, is it okay to say you failed in that marriage? Well, it depends. If you say it from a place of discouragement and disempowerment where you beat yourself up and shame yourself, probably not the best route. Can we all say that we failed at certain things? Sure. I failed in some conversations today with people. Didn't go the way I thought. But the failure isn't some epic, catastrophic thing. I go, oh, that happened. That was an event that didn't go the way I wanted it or what I would term a success. But I also realized that if failure is an occurrence, I realize it's also not a series and it's not final. I love to tell people, your last failure, that's not a finality. It's the start of your next growth loop. That's what it is. You see, when you failed at something, if you keep the perspective of the learning mindset, you realize, oh, hey, I can learn through this. Right. Yeah, okay. It didn't go as I wanted. My expectations were broken. I am bummed about it. I can acknowledge it didn't work. I can even acknowledge I didn't show up in the right way with the right skills, capabilities, or preparation. I can acknowledge that in that situation, I did fail my own self. I failed. I can recognize that as an event or an occurrence without saying I am a failure. It's like, yeah, I failed at that. I can acknowledge that. We're in a culture today that says failure is not even a thing. I'm like, no, actually it does happen. Right? People do fail at things, and it's okay to say you failed a test. It's okay to say you failed in that difficult relationship conversation when you got agitated, frustrated, angry, and screamed at somebody. That's okay to recognize as something that did not go right. And in fact, you can even bravely say it's wrong. We live in a culture that says there's nothing wrong. There are no facts and there's no failures. I'm like, oh no, there's facts, there's failures, and lots of people do wrong and do harm. We can acknowledge those truths and at the same time use them as jumping off points to learning, to growth. Your failure is evidence that you weren't yet prepared, or your failure is evidence that your intentions weren't clear, or your failure is evidence that you and that other person need to work on boundaries and communications. It's just the beginning of learning. Most failures are not final, don't end your identity. In fact, most failures should spark curiosity, not shame. Ooh, write that one down today, ladies and gentlemen. Failure should spark curiosity, not shame. If your failures keep sparking shame, who's to blame there? Well, we have to take control of our conscious thoughts and say, hey, that's funny. I keep running this loop of shame every time I do something that doesn't go right. Huh. And no wonder I'm not feeling motivated this week. No wonder I'm not pushing for it because I feel like I'm done because I failed. I got discouraged. I'm no good. We got to be careful. You're not done. You're at the start of the next growth phase. I think it's important too that a lot of people say, well, I'm dumb, I'm finished, I can't try anymore because people don't believe me. You know, they made fun of me, they judge me. Hey, listen, great consciousness enters your life when you realize their opinions do not predict your outcomes. Their opinions do not predict your outcomes. Everyone thought that every great leader was at some point an idiot or a moron, including Einstein. Right? Every single person of great historical note at some point was so down and out and so judged by others as dumb, inarticulate, incapable, unworthy, or even bad, mean, evil, plotting, greedy, not well-intentioned. See, no matter what happens, when you start climbing up on a major mountain, there's going to be people who point at you and say you're stupid. Their opinion about your capability, even if it's based on a recent failure, that's a snapshot of an event, of an occurrence, not a good judgment of a human's potentialities. Your past problems are a snapshot of a point in time. They are not you. You are not your problems. You are full of a potential that is unmoored to your past history. We know this because people can change their lives dramatically. They can make new decisions, start new habits and routines and rituals that are empowering, that are healthy, that help them get progress, build real authenticity, personal freedom, abundance, wealth, impact. That comes from the fact that you realize, hey, no matter how I judge myself or how they judged me, there's a shift here. I can shift my mind to realize there's still potential. There is actually still gas in this tank. There is still years ahead. There are still blank chapters to be written. I was given that gift of a second chance in my life. I know many of you have too. You had a second chance when you survived something that was very threatening or scary, physically or mentally, and you pulled through. And some of us have recognized that as a true gift. For me, I feel like it was a divine gift to get a second chance at, you know, breathing and living and loving and making a difference. When you get a second chance, you realize all those old stories you kept telling yourself, you know what? Those are dialogue in some old chapter when you weren't a good author. Now you have learned a new perspective. You get to author or architect the next chapters. You get to design and produce the next chapters. Their opinions, well, those could be a snapshot of a certain period of time. Because it's true. Because their opinions could be true. There are people say, Brennan, when you were a kid, you sure were dumb. And I say, I was. Yeah. Hey, Brennan, when you were in that one relationship, you know what? You weren't as nice as you should have been. You're right. I can acknowledge my past weaknesses or even my own inadequacies or where I failed without determining that's who I am forever. I go, yeah, I was pretty unskilled and unconscious at that point in my life. That was a long time ago. Today, I've learned a lot. I'm engaged in self-improvement and in personal development. I'm reading books and listening to podcasts and getting healthy, hanging out with good people, listening to this stuff in Growth Day. I'm feeling pretty good now. This, today, this moment says I'm not done because this moment is better than where I've been. And even if this moment today, like I said at the beginning, it's a struggle, it's frustrating, it's hard, it's difficult, you are not done. Because you're going to experience a breakthrough. And that breakthrough is so predictable, it will stun you when I tell you what it is in a second. Because listen, if you've been feeling like you're done, I'm going to tell you why you've been feeling like you're done. You've been feeling like you're done because everything I've shared so far, your thought patterns, your worries about what other people think, but also because you've been in survival mode for too long. Too long just trying to survive, just trying to get by, just trying to, you know, make that dollar, handle the kids, get the things done. You've been in survival mode where you've been breaking your own boundaries to care for everybody else and you haven't taken care of your own self. You've been in survival mode, burning yourself out, been in survival mode, worrying about your own ego and protecting yourself. You've been in survival mode. And listen, if it sounds judgmental at all, been there too. You know, after coaching people full time for 16 years, I think I've seen it all. You know, coach people in over 90 countries. I have a pretty good perspective about the human endeavor. And what I've noticed is there's always a breakthrough. When people decide to get out of survival mode again and get back into service and expansion mode again, serving other people, adding value again, expanding our own sense of expression, authenticity, that we realize we've been constricted in survival mode. We're protecting, In survival mode, we're shutting down. In survival mode, our circle of concern is just this moment, just a second, just this day. And then one day, all of a sudden, we remember tomorrow. One day, remember, we can help somebody. We remember we had dreams. We remember we have choice. We remember we can alter that thought, alter that story, alter how we show up, change jobs, change town, change relationships, change routines. We all of a sudden realize, whoa, this free will thing is pretty dang big right now. Let me go from this tiny myopic concern about myself and my circumstances and this day and say, what's the bigger future again? That's a choice. Some people don't do it, but you're doing it. That's why you're here. It's why you're in Growth Day. It's why you believe. Because there is a bigger future for you. That the divine or the universe, luck, God, cosmos, whatever you call it, I just believe there's higher potentials within each of us. Why? Because I've seen people manifest that decade after decade. People who you would never anticipate. You know, some kid coming out of some Irish mining town in the Rockies, not being able to talk, communicate, articulate, express himself, fearful, beaten up, discouraged, moved around, shoved around, made fun of. That little kid, he's in a dark room right now talking to you and millions of people every day. He's out there on the road. He's working with some of the most extraordinary people in the world. He's a lucky kid. I feel that way. I feel like I'm also not done. Because I know some of you, listen, you've achieved a mountaintop. You've made something happen. You're here in Growth Day because you're a striver. You're an achiever. You're making it happen. And yet, you got comfortable. And you feel like you're done. And you're wondering, is this all there is? Yeah, I can achieve a lot of things, but geez, is this it? I'm here to tell you there is another level of aliveness in life, another level of connection, another level of growth and meaningful pursuits. And you'll learn more about that in Growth Day. Trust the process. Realize transformation takes time, even when you're already at the top of some mountain. Because as you know, it's not about achieving the top of one mountain. It's about realizing there's another horizon after that, another vista after that. Beautiful. It is a big up and down journey. The main thing is don't stop. Don't get stuck. Don't believe you're done. Don't believe those thoughts that want you to shut down this week. Don't believe those worries that make you feel inadequate and small because something happened so long ago or even recently because that's an occurrence. It's not you. You, your heart, your potential, your ability to serve and grow and build and become something more, that's real. That's here. That's what Growth Day is all about. That's why we do this work. You're stronger than you think. And the future holds good things for you. Never forget that, because every day is a great day to grow. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.